You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Interesting story that came out over the last couple of days about going back and giving your younger self some advice. And this struck home with me and Jeremy is like, oh, this is the kind of thing people like to, it's the kind of mind candy that people enjoy. But this one is, you know, in a way, yes, you go back and give your younger self this advice, but maybe giving it to your current self ain't such a bad idea either.
Absolutely.
You know, it still applies, even though, you know, we're thinking about, you know, like our 21-year-old self. So, like, if I could go back, say, to me at 21 or 25, what would I say? We'd like to take out the specific stuff about finances, like buy this stock or something. Okay, that's a given. But what about more evergreen type of advice that would work at any time that maybe you weren't thinking enough about when you were 20 or 22 mm-hmm. or 24?
Because you think you're invincible, you got the rest of your life, but some of these are some good foundational habits to have. You know, in your 20s that you can build a lifestyle on. But shoot, a lot of them, I mean, like I'm looking at a lot of these and, you know, now I'm going to be 44 in November and I'm like, yeah, I'm starting to do a lot of these right now, actually. Mm-hmm. The biggie, Dom, the two. I mean, I was really good on this in my 20s when I worked at a gym, and then it kind of went all to hell after you get married and have kids and everything. But look after your physical health and get in the habit of eating healthy. Yeah. Two massive ones. Be careful of all the poison you're putting into your body and just get out and move a little bit. And I've been doing both of these, and the lifestyle change and the way I feel is just extraordinary.
Now, the habit part of that is really important, too.
Yeah.
It's just developing the habit, so then it becomes like second nature and you don't even think that much about it.
You get excited really about working out. You'll get to that point. It's good.
Another one on the list that struck home with me was the don't waste time on negative people. They're not worth it, blah, blah, blah. The toxic people in your life that you sometimes settle or you feel as if, I don't know, you don't want to rock a boat or, like for me, we were just talking a little while ago about, you know, I was a bachelor for well over 20 years, you know, just dating and having the time of my life. But I noticed there were times that I would get into relationships that everyone else could see was wrong for me. Hell, even Jeremy saw at least one of these that was wrong for me. And I, you know, there's the whole thing about throwing bad money after good or good money after bad or whatever the saying is, that you feel like, well, I'm in this, I'm going to try to make this work. But you know, like weeks into it, you're like, what am I doing? But you still stick it out. And I think I would go back to my younger self and say, be a little more discerning and don't worry about if you just date someone for 2 or 3 weeks and realize this isn't for me.
Yeah,
to walk away from it.
And the negative people thing can bleed into a lot of aspects of your life. It goes hand in hand with like number two on this list. Try not to care what other people think about. So those two kind of go hand in hand. But it can mm-hmm. be coworkers, it can be family, it can be, you know, siblings, anybody.
Yeah.
A lot of this is easier said than done, but it
Agreed.
Is truly freeing to sit back and really just be like, I don't care what these people think. And they've got their own issues to deal with in life, and a lot of times they're negative and horrible towards you because they're just jealous of you. True.
Yeah, there's some of that. There's definitely some of that.
Story.
Debbie says, do not remarry your ex.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Yeah, well
anecdotal.
You know, for some people that has worked out, but you specifically.
Maybe
yeah,
not. Okay. I have an aunt and uncle that remarried, and they're happier than ever. So, I mean, it worked for them.
Yeah.
And I love that they did, you know? It's like, oh, the family's back together. Oh.
Yeah,
I like the one on here that it just essentially just says, relax and enjoy the ride. Ain't that the truth? It's fun to look at those pictures from way out in space where the Earth is just this little dot. And you're like, well, you know, my life really is, in the grand scheme of things, fairly insignificant. So I might as well just enjoy that I'm here. The chances of you being here are like one in gazillion anyway. So just enjoy it. I posted a great video on Instagram this weekend, and I wish I had saved it because it was talking about, you know, like just kind of putting your life in perspective, because in 100 years, none of us are going to be here in any way. Somebody's going to be living in your house. Your car that you spent $80,000 for, guess what? It's going to be in a scrapyard. And really, right. If you think about it, 2-3 generations down the road, nobody's going to remember you anyway. How often do you think about your grandparents' parents? Never. I don't really know who they are, you know?
Right.
So essentially, you are going to become dust in the wind. Everything you've done, all your memories, gone. So yeah, relax and enjoy the ride.
It's not meant to be depressing that, you know, everything is so fleeting and no one will remember you. It's like the article that I wrote several years ago when I was at that old graveyard. It's an old cemetery across the pond. And so some of these graves were from the 1300s, 1400s, and 1500s. And the names and everything on these, you know, stone monuments have been worn away by the weather. And so it's just a stone over a grave and there's no name. And that hit so hard with me.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah, yeah.
This is an entire graveyard full of forgotten people. The graves are still there, but you don't know who any of those people are.
I'll tell you, it puts it in perspective. I was at Fort Logan this weekend wandering around. I went and visited my grandpa and Nicole's stepdad. And, we sat there on a bench for quite a while and overlooked at all those graves. And you're like, these were people with a story. And how many of them are actually being remembered right now?
Yeah.
Probably not a lot of them.
Lisa says, be more selective. I don't need to marry every man I'm in a relationship with.
Uh-oh.
Right.
You sure don't.
Exactly. Another one on here that resonated with me, number 14 on this list that we were reading, it said, spend more time with your parents while you can. You just take all of that for granted. Like, I was an orphan by the time I turned 42. I mean, both my parents were gone. I lost my mom when I was 21. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, I'd go back to my younger self and be like, soak up all that time with people in your family, you know, while you can.
Don't have
Which
to
is
twist
not a problem
my arm,
for
buddy.
You. You and
Don't
your
have to twist my arm.
You and your family get together every 25 minutes.
I'm texting with my mom this morning, actually,
of
over
course
some
you are.
Stuff. So,
number 19 on the list made me laugh out loud, though. It said, take more photos. So
what?
Apparently, we are talking about going back in time before we had those cell phone cameras. But, yeah, I don't have hardly any photos from up until I am 40, probably. There's not that many pictures.
Right.
Or of my loved ones either. So,
well, that was, they had to like get under those big curtain things and they held the flash thing up and poof, it was black and white.
You know,
and
maybe, yeah. Let's grab a phone call. It's David who's patiently holding. David, you get to go back in time and give your younger self some advice. What's it going to be?
Hey, my advice is let Papa, my grandpa, sing his Irish folk songs.
Oh, Pop. Why did you not like him or something, the songs?
At the time.
Apparently not when I was 5, and, you know, he was just starting to sing, and we had this chant of, stop singing!
And well, you were 5, David. You didn't know.
But now I listen to the songs all the time, and my son is doing the same thing to me. And
Yeah. You're like, enjoy it, buddy. Just soak it up.
Yeah. Let him sing his song and do his dance, right? David, thank you for being on the show. Kelly says, I'd go back and say, don't spend money on stupid things.
You know, I have adopted that within the past year or so. Who was that, Kelly?
Yeah.
Yeah, you really, when you're in the store and you put things in your cart, you do that thing where you ask yourself, do I need this?
Mm-hmm.
And I have put so many things out of the cart because of that.
Because
you don't, you guys.
Yeah.
You don't.
On this list also, be disciplined with your time. What they're trying to say is don't waste it. But I don't know. It depends on what you consider a waste of time anymore. Unless it's something like sitting down and watching really bad, trashy TV, it's like some of that is fine because you're just kind of unplugging and stuff like that. But if you find yourself watching 3 hours of trash TV every day, I think you are going to look back in a few years and be like, God.
Well, the thumbing through your phone
time
is the thing where you are getting on Twitter or whatever, or X. Yeah. Okay. And then you're, you know, 2 hours later, you're like, oh my God, I've been watching stupid videos of cats
Right.
I could have been out doing something. I could have been working on my physical health, you know?
Yeah, it's like the rabbit hole of YouTube videos, right? It's you just keep going. You look up and like an hour and 10 minutes has gone by. Like, what the what?
I like the celebrate little wins on here, too. I do like that. It doesn't have to be huge events in your life. If something good happens, just... It's the time that you break out the nice china and the nice silverware, you know? Don't keep it in the drawer. Pop open a nice bottle of wine for funsies.
One of my favorite calls that we ever had was a woman who was talking about how her mom got this fancy china, like you're talking about. And the mom's like, we can only use this for special occasions. But the caller told us that the funny thing was mom never once used that china. It was always special occasion, special occasion, special occasion. And the caller said, even when I got married and we had a party, mom still wouldn't break out the china because that was for a special occasion.
Right. Does it get much more special than that?
Right. You know, the movie Sideways, which is one of my all-time favorite movies, is about this guy who has this bottle of wine that's, you know, a very valuable, expensive bottle of wine, and he's saving it for a special occasion. And Maya, one of the other characters, finally switches his way of thinking about it. She goes, the special occasion is when you open the bottle. And so that's the same thing with the china. When you break it out with your family and you use it, it elevates whatever you're doing
That's right.
to a special occasion.
Yep.
So it's all perspective.
Sure is, man.